Jury selection begins today in Chicago in the trial of white supremacist Matthew Hale. He is charged with plotting a murder that targeted a federal judge. The highly anticipated trial is expected to delve into Hale's controversial beliefs and may examine his relationship with a former follower who attacked minorities 5 years ago in a deadly shooting rampage. From Chicago Public Radio, Melba Laura reports.
White supremacist Matthew Hale, the leader of the now-defunct World Church of the Creator, is charged with soliciting the murder of a federal judge in the name of a racial holy war. Hale's attorney, Thomas Durkin, says the trial will hinge on whether the jury can look beyond Hale's vile beliefs.
I hope we can get people to honestly admit, if they feel that they can't be fair, to simply say so. We can only rely on the oaths of the veneer persons, and we hope that when they say they can be fair, they mean it. And in this case, that will be very difficult because his rhetoric and his political beliefs are abhorrent to us and to most people, I suspect.
Prosecutors contend that Hale encouraged two associates to plot to kill U.S. District Judge Joan Lefkoe because she ruled against Hale's organization in a trademark dispute with a religious group. The prosecution is expected to present secretly recorded audio tapes where Hale is heard talking with an FBI informant about having the judge exterminated. Hale's defense team has said it's not Hale on the tape who talks about killing the judge, but the informant, who they've labeled a provocateur. Hale's notoriety for promoting hatred had been steadily growing prior to his arrest last year. Hale, of East Peoria, Illinois, frequently denounced minorities as inferior. And in this speech, 4 months before he was jailed, he railed against religious, racial, and ethnic groups as part of his white rights rhetoric.
Why do the Jews have a land of their own, but white people don't have such a land? Why do white people not have independence so that they can raise their children in peace and prosperity? Why is it that only the Jews get to have that? And the blacks of Africa, and the Latinos of Mexico and South America.
Hale's white supremacy group was infiltrated by law enforcement agents following a shooting rampage by one of his followers in the summer of 1999. 21-year-old Benjamin Smith went on a murder spree where he targeted minorities and Jews in Chicago and Indiana before killing himself. Mark Potok is with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups. He says Hale used the Smith murders to gain national attention and attract what he calls the gutter elements of the radical right.
Hale is a truly despicable character. Hale went public before the nation saying, you know, we reserve our compassion for members of the white race. Hale also completely lied about his relationship to this murderous follower.
Matthew Hale was never charged in connection with the Smith shootings. Potok says membership in Hale's organization has collapsed since Hale's been in prison. Hale is facing charges of soliciting murder as well as obstruction of justice for allegedly asking his father to lie to a grand jury. Prosecutors expect to take a week to present their case. If convicted, Hale faces up to 30 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Melba Lara in Chicago.